This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman John Shimkus, represents the land of Lincoln's 19th congressional district. He's also a member of the Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health. And we want to get his thoughts today as the House of Representatives and the Republican majority take up the GOP's repeal of the major health care package, which was passed exclusively on Democratic votes last year. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
What will you be focusing on as you consider this, take it to the floor, and make your case for why this repeal needs to happen?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'll have 2 minutes to kind of do my shtick. I'm thinking about taking the full bill, which is 2,000 pages in one hand, and then 10 pages of just 10 pieces of paper in the other, and make the point the Democrats, all their defense of this bill is these 10 pages, which deal with pre-existing conditions and, you know, 26 years old on policies and things that aren't controversial. But they're not talking about the 1,990 pages or more of bigger government, more cost, job-destroying legislation that this health care bill does. Most people at the end of the year had a reevaluation of the health insurance premiums. Premiums go up. Benefits are being reduced. No one's talking about the $500 billion cut in Medicare and that no one believes will ever occur to help pay for this. No one's talking about the $500 billion in tax increases to pay for this bill, $1.3 trillion health care law. Part of the reason why Republicans came back into the majority was the public said, this bill is disastrous, go back and repeal it, and that's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
Follow up a little bit on the job issue. There's been so many different contentions thrown back and forth from the two parties about just what this will do to either spur or stifle job creation or result in a major loss of jobs. What numbers are you looking at? What kind of conclusions can you draw from the estimations?
Well, I would just ask, you know, most businesses will tell you that the reason why there may be capital sitting on the sidelines is uncertainty. And whether that's uncertainty on energy costs or whether that's uncertainty on health care costs or rules and regulations, this bill creates huge uncertainty. And why? Well, part of their financial calculations was 10 years of revenue increases for 6 years of benefits. So the real impact of this law doesn't go into place until 2014. And these businesses, really, they have no idea what the future is with the Health and Human Services having to write all these rules and what these new policies will be. And even in the nation right now, as the state insurance commissioners are trying to get a handle on what's called MLR calculations, which is major loss, and whether they're all difficult policy issues that affect whether the employer is going to provide health insurance to their employees. And that uncertainty does not help create excitement for adding new employees.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. And Congressman, many folks realize that obviously this will pass the House and probably either not even get to the floor or end up not getting through the Senate. If in fact that's the case, where do you see the greatest chances to repeal this piece by piece?
Well, the first provision will be the, I hope it's first, I will be pushing to address the 1099 provision. This is a provision in the health care law that says anyone who purchases a good or service and it accumulates up to $600 or more has to provide a 1099-like form to the good or the service company they purchase their goods from. Assume my son's cutting grass, and he goes to the same gas station to get the gas throughout the summer, and he reaches the critical time when he's paid $600 worth of gas. My son, who's cutting grass, would have to provide to that gas station a 1099 form, which then is the reason why there is an estimated 10,000 IRS agents to be hired to police this 1099 provision, and it brings in about $12 billion of revenues for this health care law. Both sides, bipartisan, think this was a really screwy provision. I do predict that that'll get on the president's desk, and he will be forced to sign that.
And in terms of where this goes from here inside your subcommittee, do you sense a pecking order of where you go after the 1099 debate?
Well, I do think that there will be provisions as we have hearings and we bring in the secretary, Sebelius, has not been before the committee since the passage of the law. And even when she came in before the law, she wouldn't discuss the drafting of the bill. So I think as we go through the hearing process, we're going to find issues like specific fee increases on durable medical equipment or issues that create an incentive for jobs to be moved overseas versus paying the tax on research and development on durable medical equipment or actually more devices, as they're called. That's another issue in which we don't want to lose the ability to be the premier creators of medical devices just because we have now a new tax on it.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. And Congressman, one of the arguments we're hearing from Democrats is that now that some of the provisions which you mentioned before are perhaps not all that controversial, have already taken effect, like letting your kids stay on your policy, not being allowed to reject patients for pre-existing conditions and so forth, that as people are getting these benefits and most of the heavy lifting hasn't kicked in yet, people are going to be less receptive to repealing this en masse. Are you hearing anything like that in your district, or are they telling you to keep going here?
I was on media outlets and have received a lot of support for continuing to move forward. I think most people understand that government's too big, it costs too much, and government's got to stop growing. And this is one huge shot of steroids for a large centralized government out of Washington, D.C. And so they know we can do these other fixes if need be. They don't subscribe to the argument that by repealing this, they lose this opportunity that they've had on these few small reforms, which they'll talk about during this debate, but not talk about all the big government and taxation that this bill really represents.
Congressman, we'll be watching the debate unfold in this particular debate, as well as all the subsequent debates to come that we've mentioned. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for being with us.
Not a problem. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Illinois Congressman John Shimkus represents his state's 19th Congressional District, member of the Energy Commerce Committee, as well as the Subcommittee on Health. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.